excuse me if I don't get overwhelmed by this message. This thing has worn me out this week. I didn't want to preach it. You ever just didn't want to do something? And man, I wrote sermons after sermons after sermons in my own power, in my own will. And you know, if you're a preacher, you know what I'm talking about. But let me tell you, when you study a portion of Scripture and it nails you right in the face, I mean right in your face, and you're guilty of what you're reading, you want to skip over it. Ain't nothing, Bible's Bible, amen? And when you take a book of the Bible and you start with Romans 1 and you're going to go all the way through the book of Romans, you can't skip over what you don't like. You read what you read, you let the Holy Spirit convict you where it convicts, you get it right, and then you move on to the next chapter. But until you get that chapter right, don't move on to the next chapter because it won't fit. And the title of my message this morning that God's gave me this week, this morning I was sitting at the eating table, 10 to 9. I wrestled a 10 to 9 this morning. It'd be in church 9:45. And at 10 to 9, me and him were still wrestling. And I said, I'm carrying this. And he said, okay, but you won't have a good week. You won't have peace. You better carry this. And here's the title of my message. I'm not judging, but. Famous letters. I'm not judging them, but. Famous letters. Maybe you said that before. I'm not judging nobody, but. And as I got reading this text, God's wore me out that I'm not a judge. I never was called to judge. I never was given the authority to judge no man. I didn't create no man, so I have the authority to judge no man. You say, preacher, I see what they're doing, and I see what they're doing. Let's read the Word of God. Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 1, I ask you to stand as we read and reverence the reading of God's Word. I'm not judging, but. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doeth the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things. And thinkest this, old man, that judgest them which do such things, and doest the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God is what led thee to repentance? Father, as I bow in your presence this morning, I'm guilty. Guilty in the first degree. Father God, guilty this morning of the Scripture. Lord, if we all be honest in this room this morning, we're guilty of judging another man, judging another woman. Father, you're the only judge. Father, you're the only one that has the authority to judge anybody. And Lord, as you wore me out this week, Father, about judging, I ask forgiveness again in front of this congregation that I be not found judging any man, but I judge myself according to the Word of God. That I study the Scripture and I allow the Scripture to change me this morning. Lord, if there's one in this room this morning that's guilty, Father, I'd pray we get it right and we get back to being what you've called us to be. Our job is to love people. To love them no matter what sin they're in, no matter where they're at in their life, but that we love them because you first loved us. I pray this morning you guard my throat, guard my mouth, guard my mind. Let it be all about you and not one thing about me. I pray that you increase and I decrease. I confess this morning that Satan is a defeated foe. For the family that's struggling, I pray this morning, Father, that you comfort them in the name of Jesus. Oh, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated this morning. I'm not judging, but this morning as we read the text, we know we've just come out of Romans chapter number 1 where Paul said he was ready to preach the gospel. And when the gospel is preached and the Bible is preached, it will reveal sin in a person's heart or in a person's life. God is the only one that has the authority and has the ability to judge someone. This morning as we come, I want to show you two judges that are found in Scripture here. Two judges that are mentioned in Scripture here, one being a man and one being God. As I read this Scripture, it didn't bother me until I read it again, and I read it again, and I read it again, and I read it again. And I understand when he says in verse number 1, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. This morning I would like to look at the first judge this morning, and that first judge would be you and I. That first judge would be you, and it would be me when we judge another man, another woman, another person. That would be you and I. And I want you to understand this morning. I've dealt with this all week long. And I say, well, you can tell by their fruit. I say, Lord, but it's spiritual discernment by the way they're living. Evidently, they don't know you. Lord, by spiritual discernment. And here, I don't see spiritual discernment. I see where he says, are you judging another individual? And as I read that and I studied that, I understood that if I was a judge and I judged another man, I would be a cruel judge. I would be a judge that would be cruel and not be a judge that would judge right. Let's read the Word of God together. Number one, he says that we would be a cruel judge or we'd be a harsh judge. And to get that, you say, preacher, I don't know if I'm judging anybody or not. If you use the statement, I'm not judging nobody, but you're judging somebody. And this morning as we read this book, we understand that he says, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man. You have no excuse. We have no excuse to judge anybody. We have no excuse to judge the next man. All we're called to do is to love that individual as Christ Jesus loved them. And you say, preacher, I'm trying to live my life where they would see Jesus. The life you live will not lead them to Jesus. And the life that you live will not save them. The only thing that will save an individual is the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this morning as we get reading the Word of God and we understand that we would be a cruel judge, we have no excuse to judge somebody. And as I read the Word, I see here in verse number 1, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest the same things. As I look into this, we have no excuse to judge because we'd be harsh in our judgment. I want to give you three areas where I realize in my life I judge another man. And I want you to know, in times in my life, I'm a pretty prideful person. Come on now. Surely I ain't the only prideful person in here. I get prideful in my life. And as I read this text, man, I want you to know God's wore me out over this. And I said, Lord, where do I judge these people? How do I judge that next man? And I want to give you three things in my life when I read the Scripture is where I judge another man. Number one is we have no excuse to judge people. Number one, we judge them on their appearance. We judge them on their appearance and what they look like. This morning, if I was a judge, I would judge them on their appearance. I'd judge them on the way that they appeared before me and the way that they come in. If they didn't look like me, I would probably judge them. If they didn't act like me, I would probably judge them. If they didn't wear the clothes that I wore, I'd probably judge them. If they didn't act the way that I thought they would act, I would probably judge them. And as we read the Word of God this morning, we have no authority to judge the next individual. Friends, this morning, if you'll turn with me to John chapter number 7 and verse number 24, we see that we would be a cruel judge. We'd be a judge that would judge on the appearance. And we know that the Bible says that we must not judge on the appearance of another man. Friends, this morning I want you to know you can't judge a book by its cover. Can I get an amen? Hey, I want you to know when I was in seminary school, they taught us, don't you buy a book by the cover that's on it. Don't you buy a book because it's got a pretty cover. You buy the book upon the author that's written that book. Hey, this morning I want you to know, hey, you can look at an individual and they can be dressed to the T. They can have a good haircut. They can have good ethnics. They can have all of them, and they may not be what you think they are. And you can look at another man or another woman, and they may not look up to par, and they may be the best Christian that you've ever met in your life. So this morning we should not judge nobody. Hey, this morning, because we would judge on appearance. John chapter number 7 in verse number 24, the Bible says, judge not. Here it is. He says, judge not according to the appearance. Don't judge to what you see. Friends, this morning in the world we live in, people don't need us to judge them. They need us to tell them that God loves them and His Son bled and died on an old rugged cross, that they may have life and that they may have peace. And if you only witness to the ones that look like you and act like you, friends, this morning we'll miss the mark. Or if you only witness to the ones that look rough this morning, we'll miss the mark. But He says in verse number 24, judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment. It's written in red. He said, don't you judge on the appearance of nobody. You can't judge a book by its cover. And God has eaten me up on this all week long. He says, number one, to be a cruel judge, we judge on the appearance, on how somebody looked. Have you ever seen somebody and you judged them right out of the gate? Hey, and you, all over TV on American Idol, and then all them shows, somebody will walk out and you think, man, they can sing and they're going to be able to sing. And when they get up and sing, they just really couldn't sing. But there'd be one come out. Didn't look like a singer. Never would have thought anything would have come out. And when they opened their mouth, I want you to know some of the most beautiful notes that you've ever seen. We must not judge on appearance. And I want to give you the second thing that God has showed me this week. Number one, don't you judge on appearance, because that would be a cruel judge. If you went before a judge and you sat sitting there and you went in and that judge judged you on the clothes that you had on, and he said, you're going to spend 2 years in the county jail because your appearance, that'd be a cruel judge, wouldn't it? But this morning I want you to know, a judge doesn't appear. He does not judge on appearance, and he does not judge, get this second thing, on hearsay. I don't know, but I heard. Come on, talk to me this morning. We judge on the appearance, but then we judge on what we hear. We judge on hearsay, and we don't have all the facts, and we don't know the truth, but we'll start judging, and we'll start judging that individual. And we don't even know if it's truth or not, but we judge on hearsay. We judge on what we hear instead of what God says to do. To judge it on hearsay, He says this. Look with me, if you will, to John chapter number 7 here, and in verse number 51, right where you're at, He says a cruel judge would judge on appearance. A cruel judge would judge on hearsay. Say what he hears, but he don't know the facts and he don't know the truth. He would judge on hearsay. John chapter number 7 and verse number 51, the Bible says, doth our law judge any man? He says, do the law judge any man? You know what the law says? You're innocent until proven guilty. Hey, even the law of the land, it doesn't judge any man until he gets the proven fact and he hears what the man has done. Look in verse number 51 what he says. He says, doth our law judge any man before it hear him and knoweth what he doeth? Friends, this morning I want to give you this as your pastor this morning. I don't want to be a judgmental preacher. preacher. I don't want to be a judgmental pastor. Hey, but more than that, I don't want to be a judgmental Christian. I want to be a man that's open-minded and knowing that God can save anybody. It doesn't matter where they've been. It doesn't matter what they've done. It doesn't matter, friends, this morning. He says, for whosoever will, let him come. And I don't know about you. Hey, but that's good enough with me. Can I get an amen? Hey, I don't care who walks in them doors. We want to love them. If they look like us, we want to love them. Hey, if they act like us, we want to love them. If they don't look like us, we want to love them. If they don't act like us, we want to love them. Hey, he's called us to love one another and not judge one another. Can I get an amen? He says this morning that we judge on appearance and we judge on hearsay. And friends, this morning that is wrong when we judge on them things and it's not right. As a child of God, we must not judge, but we must love one another. The world's doing enough judging. Why should the church? Come on. The world's doing enough judging. Why should the church? I understand spiritual discernment, but I'm talking about straight up judging. You judge them just the way they look, you judge them. And I'm talking about me this morning. You judge them on the way they looked. You give me a rough individual out in the streets, I'm going to witness to him about Jesus. What about that self-dressed man that walks up? Why don't I? God said, why ain't you talking to him about me? I said, huh? He said, you're judging right now. I've ate this message this week. I've ate humble pie. He says, number one, we'd be a cruel judge because we judge on appearance. We'd be a cruel judge because we judge on hearsay. And we'd be a cruel judge. The third thing, I want to give you this. We'd be a cruel judge because we judge others and not ourselves. When's the last time you've seen somebody say, hey, I judge myself? I'm guilty. And when he walks in the courtroom and the judge is sitting there and he's got 20 years to life waiting on him, and he walks in and he hollers at the judge, I'm guilty of what I've done. I'm guilty. I'm guilty. You say, that man's lost his mind. He's done fell off the deep end. Everybody's innocent, ain't they? Anybody you talk to, they're innocent. I've not done nothing wrong. Anybody in the county jail, they've not done nothing wrong. Everybody's innocent in there. Nobody is guilty. What would a man be if he stood up and he said, look here, I'm guilty. You know when a man stands up and say, I'm guilty of what the Bible says? It's when he's under the conviction of the Holy Ghost. And he says, Lord God, not my will, but thy will. Lord God, I know I've been judging people, and I ask you to forgive me in the name of Jesus Christ. If you've got a grudge against another, it won't work. Hey, if this side's against that side, it won't be long. It'll split that middle wide open. And friends, this morning when that happens in a church, it's because we start judging one another and not judging ourselves. You do have the authority to judge one person this morning. You have the authority to judge yourself. Judge yourself. If you want to be judgmental, judge yourself. Because guess what? When you judge yourself, you've got nobody to line it up to. You've got to judge yourself against the cross of Calvary. Let me show you this in the Word of God. He says the third thing is we should not judge others but ourselves. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11 this morning. I want to show you this in the Word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11 and verse number 31. I want to show you this. He says we judge on appearance and we shouldn't. We judge on hearsay and we shouldn't. We judge others and not ourselves. We should judge ourselves and not others. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 11 verse number 31, the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 11, 31, the Bible says, for if we, that's you and me, for if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. We just judge ourselves. We just judge ourselves and quit judging the people around us. I'm not judging nobody, but. You ever heard that? Get away from that individual. Get away from me. When I say I ain't judging nobody but because I'm fixing to slander somebody. Uh-oh. Y'all know what I'm talking about this morning. So, preacher, how would I know if I got a judgmental spirit? Preacher, how would I know if I'm caught up in this? I wouldn't give a percentage in the church because I would be wrong because I'm not God, but he does know who judges and who doesn't. When I read this, and I'm telling you, I didn't want to preach this morning because I was guilty of it. Guilty. Preach God's grace, his love, his mercy, his goodness. Yes, sir. Woo, glory to God. But when you read that book and he slaps you in the face and he says, this is the way it is right here. He said, you want to know what's wrong with churches in the world today that we live in? They judge one another. You know what's wrong with the church today is we battle amongst ourselves instead of going out into a world telling them that Jesus saves. We judge our brothers and sisters inside here, and we don't have the authority to judge no man. He says this right here, if you want to know if you have a judgmental spirit, let me give you this. And this is what God just placed on my heart. To be a cruel judge, you'd be eager. You'd be eager to tell others about someone else's faults. You'd be running your trap when it should be kept shut. I'm preaching to me now. Let me just take it every how you want to. You may not fit with this. You'd be eager to tell others about someone else's faults. You run that troublemaker when you should have kept it shut, Brother BJ. You'd feel like, this is a cruel judge, you just can't forgive them for what they've done. Preacher, you don't know what they've done. I just can't forgive them. That's if you got a judgmental spirit. The Bible says if you don't forgive them, your Father won't forgive you. What it says. You don't know what they've done, though, preacher. Judgmental spirits. Eager to tell others about someone else. And others' failures. When you see somebody else fails, it gives you a desire to see them punished instead of restored. If you want to know you've got a judgmental spirit, you want to see somebody punished instead of restored. You want to see them punished instead of restored. Well, they get what they need to get what they deserve. That's a judgmental spirit. If I got what I deserved, I'd be in a devil's hell. If I got what I deserved, I'd spend eternity in a devil's hell. But while I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. Not when I become a preacher. Not when I ask Him to come into my life, He died for me. He died for me when I was at the bottom of the barrel before I was ever born. He died for me. And He says, all I want you to do is don't take the authority as a judge. Just take my word and tell them I love them. Said that in World War II, there was a man. He's about blown all to pieces, and a colonel run in and grabbed him and brought him out in World War II. And said on the way out with him, got him almost back to the camp where he would be free, and the man dragging him got killed and he died. And the man that he was dragging lived. The man that was being drugged lived. And they gave that young man, they told him, they said, this man died for you. This man gave his life for you. This man gave his life for you, and now you're alive. And the mom and dad found out who their son had saved, and they called him to the home, and he said, come to the home. Come to the home. I want you to come to our home. An old World War II veteran come to the mom and dad's home, and they wanted to just love on him because their son loved him so much. They just wanted to love on him. He said, come to our home. And he come to their home, and when he got there, he was about half drunk when he walked in. I've been drinking a few and walked in and sat down and just plopped down at the table and ate. And when he got done, didn't say thank you or nothing and walked out. And that man that lost his life, the mom was sitting there, her son that lost his life, and was squalling her eyes out. And she said, how unfit that man is. How unfit for my son to die for him. How unfit that is. He should have been the one to die. Husband looked over at his wife and said, hon, you just don't need to judge him. We do the same thing to Jesus, usually on a daily basis. If we realize what kind of price has been paid for us, it would change a lot. When I read this week, and I got a lot more up there, I'm not going to go through it this morning. We'll get on it tonight. This morning, if you're judging somebody, you're a cruel judge. You to judge them on their appearance? You would. I do. This morning, we shouldn't judge them that way. We judge people on hearsay, what we heard somebody else say about them. You ever done that? Never talked to them, never seen them? And they say, I tell you what, he's a smart tail. He's a smart end. You better watch being around him. He's a smart aleck. He'll let you have it. And when you run into him, you'd have had your defense up. And when you run into him, he's the nicest guy you ever met. You judge that man on what another man said about him. And when we judge an individual, you know what we're really supposed to be doing? We're judging ourselves. I can't believe he or she would do that. Folks, this morning, there ain't nothing that they're doing that we ain't doing. Sin is sin. God can't look on sin. God hates sin. This morning, I'll ask you a question. Have you been judging others? Told you there's two judges here, and I want to give him reverence, and I want to talk about him tonight. There's that cruel judge, and then there's God Almighty, the righteous judge. That one day every man in this room, woman, boy, or girl, all over the United States, all over the world that ever has lived, never will live, they're going to come a day, they're going to stand and give an account. As I studied this week, there's one thing I don't want to give an account for. I said, Lord God, forgive me. And that's judging others. This week, when you go out to your workplace and go out to a place that you're going to go to, I'm going to caution you right now as your pastor, be careful when you judge other people. Because I want you to know, you can say, well, I don't judge nobody, but they know you're judging by the way you look, by the way you act toward them, and by the way you treat them. This morning, as your pastor, I felt guilty of this in my life many a times. I wanted to skip over this and go somewhere else. That'd be so easy and so sweet. But he said, the Lord spoke to my spirit. He said, you ain't the only one that judges. Look in the book. If it wouldn't have been a problem, I wouldn't have pinned it down. I don't know if anybody in this room is guilty of it or not, but I know this. When he pinned it down with them, and that was at Rome, in Romans chapter number 2, verse number 1, thou art unexcusable. He said, you have no excuse. What you've been forgiven of, they can be too. Our job is not to judge them. Our job is to love them. Faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. This morning, if you're guilty, only you can judge yourself this morning. Only you. He said, if we judge ourselves. This morning, I ask you a question. Have you been guilty of judging others? Father, I love you so much. Lord, what a peace comes over when we do what you ask us to do. Lord, how unworthy it'd be this morning if I didn't give you the time to talk about what kind of judge you are. Lord, all I know this morning is that I'm unexcusable. There's no excuse for me to judge another man. When I judge him, it condemneth me. And Lord, when it comes out of my mouth, Father, it won't be good, it'll be bad. Never once do I judge a man to the good. When we judge him, I judge him to the bad. Lord, I pray you give me a heart not to see the bad in people. But let me see your goodness. Let me see what you can make out of them. Let me see through your eyes. Because I don't know what they've been through in a week. Or they don't know what I've been through in a week. Oh, but I know what you was going through the last week of your life. You went and hung on an old rugged cross. We may have life and have it more abundantly. Father, wrap your arms around this congregation. Let us be a congregation that's not judgmental, but we're found loving whoever it is that walks through them doors. I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's